O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear unto my supplications in your truth. Hear me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. And my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditated on all your works. I pondered on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Hear me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not turn your face away from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your mercy in the morning, for in you have I put my trust. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. To you have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For your name's sake, O Lord, you shall quicken me. In your righteousness you shall bring my soul out of trouble, and in your mercy you shall utterly destroy my enemies, and you shall destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his holy name.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
All the nations have surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will overcome them.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
This has been done by the Lord, and it is wonderful in our eyes.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. To the Theotokos, let us run now most fervently. As sinners and lowly ones, let us fall down in repentance, crying from the depths of our soul, Lady, come and help us, have compassion upon us. Hasten now, for we are lost in the host of our errors. Do not turn your servants away, for you alone are all to us.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O Theotokos, we shall never be silent of your mighty acts, only the unworthy, and you not stood to intercede for us. Who would have delivered us from the numerous perils? Who would have preserved us all until now with our freedom? O Lady, we shall not depart from you, for you always save your servants from all tribulation.